I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Julie Foudy is no stranger to international soccer. She played midfield for the U.S. national women's team. She's represented the U.S. at the World Cup and the Olympics. So, Julie, midfielders are the playmakers on the field. Give us a snapshot of the league's most talented international playmakers, the WPS.
Midfielders, Marco, you should say, are the only players on the field that matter, really. No. Actually, one that many people would not know about, one of the best playmakers I've seen already, and I didn't know much about, is this girl from Japan. Miyama is her last name. Aya Miyama, and she's plays for the Los Angeles team. Everyone talks about Marta when they talk about the Los Angeles Soul, but she's incredible. She's just this small little technical playmaker in the midfield who's great for them and works alongside Shannon Box, who's a U.S. national team player, so they have a great midfield. You've got Han Duan, who's from China, one of the best players in China. Another one that I really like, of course, is Marta. She plays up front, but she playmakes a lot and is just so skillful and talented on the ball that, you know, anyone who has a chance to go out and watch her play should take advantage of that opportunity because she's so fun to watch.
Well, as long as we're talking about Marta, tell us where she's from.
She is from the state of Alagoas, I believe.
No, you're absolutely right. Alagoas is a small state in northeastern Brazil, and it is the answer to our geo quiz today.
Look at that. I sound smart.
You are smart.
Uh-huh.
So have you seen Marta play recently?
I have, actually. She actually, my husband coaches the New Jersey Sky Blue, and they just played him last week, and unfortunately, she had one of her better games, scored both goals to beat him, 2-0. So I saw her up close and personal.
And what's that like?
Oh, she's just, and I've played against her with the U.S. team. She's just one of those players, you know, even at the age of like 19 when she was playing in World Cups and Olympics, now she's 23, you could tell she was something special. She's so skillful, so fast on the ball. She does things that you don't normally see in the women's game, that you see sometimes in the men's game, the way she can control the ball and just spin players around.
So this is actually the second outing for the Women's Professional Soccer League. What's
right.
changed this time around?
This time around, we've learned some great lessons from the past on making a business plan that is a model that's, you know, a little bit more viable for these owners and operators, especially given the economy right now. So it's smaller. Grassroots is key in terms of getting into the communities and connecting with the kids, you know, paying players a little bit less, but still you're getting the best in the world coming over here. I was actually, this is a great story, Marco, real quick. I was actually with the governor of New Jersey, Governor Corzine, at the opening game last week when Marta was playing. And so he said, you know, who's plays for L.A.? And so I was kind of talking about all the players. So I go, well, you have this one from Canada. You have this one who's a star in Japan. You have this one who's a star in Brazil. You have this one who's a star in China. He's like, oh, my goodness. But that's the international element that's so neat with this league.
So those are international players coming here. I want to ask you about what's your favorite experience playing soccer abroad?
Probably traveling, you know, all over the world and just getting to see so much. I mean, from playing in front of huge crowds in China to playing in small countries like Haiti. We played once in Haiti, and the place just, you know, went crazy. Everyone in the stands with their drums and dancing the entire game. And to, of course, my favorite country, Italy. you can't go to Italy and not love that place. So I think that's the neat thing, is you get experience, you know, all these great places in the world, you know, with the national team.
So I guess since you're at ESPN, you can pretty much sit yourself in front of any monitor and watch any number of games. What game are you going to watch this weekend, though?
I actually probably will watch the Sky Blue San Jose FC Gold Pride game. So that's Saturday night before Easter. So I'm going to try and find some sitters for the kids and get out to that game. It's right here in New Jersey.
Julie Foudy, a sports commentator for ESPN. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Marco. I appreciate it.